Good morning, boys and girls of Public School 14. My name is Monica Lewinsky, and I'm a consultant and national field representative for Webster's Unabridged Dictionary 2000. It's my job to travel to different school assemblies around the country and introduce children to a group of new words that are going to be added to the dictionary in the new millennium. Now, interestingly enough, the first new word is Monica. Of course, the first thing that probably comes to many of your minds is harmonica. And as we all know, a harmonica is a musical instrument, generally between 4 and 10 inches long and roughly around 3 inches in diameter, that we play with our mouths. Now, the word Monica is going to mean something similar, but slightly different. The word Monica is going to mean when we use our mouths to play a non-musical instrument, generally of the same length and width as a harmonica, but often with a softer surface and harder interior. And from now on, instead of all of those obscene expressions, we'll be using melodious phrases like, "Give me a Monica, she gave me a Monica. I hope she gives me a Monica. You give Monicas. Your mother gives Monicas. Your father gives Monicas. Hey, sweetheart, how'd you like to go for a ride and give me a Monica?" Next new word is Willie. Now, this perky, fun word is going to replace all of those vulgar slang words that are now used to describe a man's sex organ. So instead of calling someone a schmuck or a prick, you're going to call them a willy. Now, doesn't that sound so much nicer? Instead of saying, "Suck my dick," we're going to say, "Monica, my willy." Instead of calling someone a cocksucker, we're going to call them a Monica of willies. And instead of saying to someone, "Your mother sucks dick," you're going to say, "Your mother, Monica's willy." Do we all understand this, boys and girls? All right. Well, our next new word is star, with 2 R's at the end. So as not to be confused with movie star, rock star, or star in the sky, this is going to mean to trap a woman in a room and persecute her relentlessly until she tells you what you want to know. That's right. This one simple single-syllable word is going to replace all of those big words and will ultimately save every one of us hours of valuable time. Because, of course, it takes a lot less time to say star than it does to say trap that woman in a room and persecute her relentlessly until she tells you what you want to know. Now, star 6-9. I know many of you think this has something to do with modern-day telephones, but that's star 69 with 1 R. Star 6-9 with 2 R's is going to mean something entirely different. From now on, the phrase star 69 is going to mean to trap a woman in a room and persecute her relentlessly until she tells you that she's Monica'd somebody's willy. Now, of course, this probably doesn't apply to most of you 4th and 5th graders yet, but in a few years, there might be a time when some of you girls think that your boyfriends are spending too much time with a little hussy down the street, and you might want to corner the little hussy and star 69 her. If you get married and your husband seems to be visiting your younger sister too often, you might want to star 69 your sister. And of course, if someone like me were to start coming around your house to visit your husband while you were out shopping, well, you might want to star 69 me. Our next new word is trip, with 2 P's. Not to be confused with excursion you might want to take or an experience you might want to have on a drug like LSD or mescaline. When we think of trip, we'll be thinking more of a combination of the word trick and the word tap. Because to trip someone will, of course, mean to seek record a telephone conversation, usually but not exclusively related to the last time the person on the other end Monica'd somebody's willy. Now, come full circle around. The last new word that's going to be added to the Webster's Dictionary 2000 is Lewinsky. From now on, instead of wasting time using big multiple word phrases like semen stain on a dress, you can simply say Lewinsky. For example, if you were to trip your friend, then you might call her up and say, "Where did you get that Lewinsky? Have you been Monicaing my husband's willy? And if she denies it, you might want to star her or star 69 her until she comes clean. Thank you, boys and girls. And always remember that no goals are beyond our reach. And if you follow my lead, perhaps when the fourth millennium begins, you too can be immortalized by having one or two new words in the dictionary coined for you.